There's a famous shaila from Rabbi Akiva Eger in terms of, we know there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Akiva Eger was there, someone who was a chole, and he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So the shaila was, he had two shailas. Number one is, could he get an aliyah at Shachar is Yom Kippur? And what about Mincha Yom Kippur? So what's the nekudas, what's the issue? So Rabbi Akiva Eger clears, what is the nature of Kriyas HaTorah? Is it, because on one hand, Yom Kippur is a Yantiv. On the other hand, it's also a Yom Tainis. So the issue of someone who is eating on a fast day, the shaila is if he's not bechlal the tainis. So the outs the yantiv, he's chayiv. And that's why I think the original source, or one of the sources are, I think the Beis Yosef quotes that by Bahag, is when all you have is a fast day. So then that's rather than, so then is where many postkim would agree that then if you're eating, you can't get an aliyah because you're not bechlal the tainis. But over here, by Yom Kippur, you have the chamisha, you have the five inuyim, you have many things that make you someone who's a bar chiyuv in Yom Kippur, even maybe al tachila. So if you're a cholish yish bo sakana, so you can eat, but doesn't make you eno bechlal the tainis, that he's saying the shacharis is like Shabbos, Shabbos morning, Yontif morning, we read Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, even if you ate, even a person ate on Yom Kippur, one would be permitted to get an aliyah. The shaila is, he's mesupik about Mincha Yom Kippur. Mincha Yom Kippur is, he's saying he's not sure, maybe it's out Kedushas HaYom or out the Yom HaTainis. Because why is Mincha? You know, because number one, Yontif, you don't read the Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif Mincha, but you do read it on Yontif, but you do read it on a Tainis. On the other hand, on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is closer to Shabbos than it is regular Yontif. On Shabbos, we do read it. So that's the whole discussion, but on Shabbos, we don't do a Haftorah, Shabbos Mincha. On Mafti Yonah, we do. However, Tosis points out the old practice was they did read a Haftorah. They make a distinction, Nevi'im versus Ksuvim. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva Eger is mesupik by Mincha Yom Kippur, whether a chola, someone who is eating on Yom Kippur, can he get an aliyah? Because if it's midin kedusha sayom, then yes. If it's midin tainis, then no. And in fact, that's what the Marcheshes, when I think a Dayan in Vilna, a big Rav in Vilna, Agus, he points out that this is a nafka mina for different things. Like, what is the nusach of the Kriyas HaTorah on Mincha Yom Kippur? Do you read it, the Yomim Noram? Nigin, I say when you get up to get the bracha, or when you're laying, or do you read it with the nusach of the regular nusach? In fact, I remember years ago when I was teaching at Yeshiva University, and I lived there, so I davened there Yom Kippur. I guess it was the main Beis HaMedrash, and I got called up for an aliyah. I'm a Levi for Mincha, so I figured anyway, it's easy if I'm a Levi because I'll see, by then I'll know what they're going to be doing. So I would, and so I see they read, if I recall correctly, they read a Tainis Dikin Nigin, not a Yomim Noram, the regular Kriyas HaTorah, and the Kohen did the regular Nigin and I followed along, which was fine. But I remember of David Lipschitz, the Suvak Rav, he got Shlishi, and he read it with, he did the Nigin of the Yom Noram. So either he's Cholik on the Shtickle Torah, or he felt that the halacha is that it's a din of the yam and the ram. So according to him, then, I mean, in theory, so then he would, if you take the lamdis, then he would say it's like shachris, perhaps one could get an aliyah. But either way, that's what happened there. And then there's also the machokis machabe ramah. How many brachas do you make on the haftorahs? I think the Svaridim do it all, and we just do Magin David. So again, so according to the Machaber, it seems to be a Kedushas Hayom Dekedin, so for Svaridim, but for Ashkenazim. So those are some of the issues. So that's the issue. Rabbi Kiva Eger says Kedushas Hayom in the morning, but I think there's a Chasim Sofer, because he was sick on Tisha B'Av, he was even Masupik. He even said on Tisha B'Av, which is clearly Midin Tainis, because there is no Kedushas Hayom. He was sick on Tisha B'Av, and maybe he held you even a Bar Chiyuva, because, again, with Tisha B'Av, even though you're eating, but you still have the other Inuyim. So maybe it's according to the Chasam Sofer, so for Mincha Yom Kippur, it's Mashma, he would say it's okay. So comes along the Mar Cheshes and makes a very interesting point. He said, Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't mention how much you're eating. So Lechora, obviously. He didn't discuss how much you have to eat. So Lechora, the market. So, because we know there's a whole, there's a special Shia by Yom Kippur, Yisuvi Daite. So, there's a Machokas in the Gemara, Rev Yochan and Rev Shokas, where the Chatzi Shia is Asur Min HaTorah or not. And there's a further debate also whether that's a din in, is that a Yom Kippur dikka din, or it's a, is it an Isser, if you have a Chatzi Shear of food on Yom Kippur, is it an Isser out to Yom Kippur, or is it an Isser out independent? It might be an Isser Daraisa, but it's a separate Isser. It's an Isser of Chatzi Shear and Isser Kloli. That's Rabbi Kivega, the Prima Gunnan, I think, thinks it's a Yom Kippur dikka din, but there's a lack of eating pachas mikashir. For someone who's a cholish ein bo sakana, perhaps someone who's a cholish ein bo sakana who would become a cholish ish bo sakana, so you eat pachas mikshir. So the Marcheshes wants to say, when does Rabbi Kiva is mesupik if a person ate a shir sholem? But someone only ate pachas mikshir, do we still label them as ana in terms of Yom Kippur? Because aus Yom Kippur is in nisam es nafsho sechem. So it's still, even if you eat chatzi shir, you're still an inoy. And therefore, that's what the Macheshes points out. Even Rabbi Akiva Eger would agree, in a case of pachas mikshir, that someone would be able to get an aliyah, even mincha yom kippur.